Welcome into the Locked On Bengals podcast. I'm James Erpine. The Bengals are 4-1. There is a ton to get to. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. Thanks for stopping by on Twitter at James Erpine, at Locked On Bengals. This is the only daily Bengals podcast out there. So if you want daily Bengals news on your way home, when you drive into work, heck, whenever, I got you covered. We do a podcast every single weekday. And really the way it works now, in season, we do a podcast following the Bengals game on Sunday. Our post-game recap, which is out now. Check that out if you missed it. You get reaction from all sorts of players. And then we have podcast Monday through Thursday. Tomorrow, Joe Goodberry of The Athletic going to be on the show. Wednesday, we'll have our Steelers crossover as we look ahead to Sunday. And then, and then after that, it's prediction time because it's Bengals-Steelers. But let's talk about yesterday. Let's talk about the 4-1 Bengals. Let's talk about the first place in the AFC North Bengals. And there's a ton there, and I want to write about them. I'm battling what I think is a cold, and you could probably hear it in my voice a little bit, powering through. And yesterday, what I did after the Bengals game, I got home, I organized my thoughts, I went to go do it and record this podcast, and I'm like, all right, you got to get the podcast done. So I got that done, and by the time I went to write, I didn't have it left in me. I had some dinner, and it was time to take some medicine and hopefully feel better. I'm feeling a little bit better. I hope that continues because there's a lot going on this week. Going down to the Bengals locker room, as far as Bengals go, I'll be in the Bengals locker room on Wednesday. You will hear from the Bengals. We will have a crossover edition. There's a ton, all right? There's a ton that we're going to discuss this week. So let every Bengals fan you know about this podcast, and please leave us a 5-star review so other fans can find this podcast. Let's start, though, with something I think a lot of people are selling. A lot of people are selling stock in the Bengals defense, and I'm not. I'm not at all, and yet it continues to get sold and sold and sold and sold. And I was having a conversation this morning with my guy, Andre Edwards, who contributes for LockedOnBengals.com. And Andre and I, we go back and forth during games or after games and stuff like that. And he texts me, and I'm not going to get into the conversation, but he's like, oh, this Bengals defense is so bad. And he goes on and on and on. This stat, that stat, the other stat, blah, 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 blah. I will buy your Bengals defensive stock. I'll buy it right now. If you want, if you're selling stock in the Bengals defense, I'll buy it. And next week, if they lose to Pittsburgh or they give up a bunch of points to Pittsburgh, I'll buy it again. And then if they go to Kansas City and Pat Mahomes scores 500 points on them, I'll buy the defense and stock in the Bengals defense again. And I'll continue to buy it and buy it and buy it some more because I know that this Bengals defense, by the end of the year, the way it is constructed, will be pretty good. This idea that they've been awful through the first 5 weeks is just ridiculous. Some of you, not all, but some fans on Twitter, like, lost their damn minds when the Dolphins had 7 points. Oh my gosh, the Dolphins, did you see? This defense is awful. They allowed a touchdown. It's football. You're going to give up points. The Bengals defense gave up 10 yesterday. If it wasn't for a punt return, the Dolphins wouldn't have scored more than 10 points. It's okay. It is okay. This defense is better than you realize. Oh, they gave up 30-plus at Atlanta. Almost every team gives up 30-plus at Atlanta. They struggled defending Cam Newton and Christian McCaffrey. Well, most defenses do, especially on the road. Most defenses struggle against Cam Newton. Hard to simulate what that guy does. Most defenses struggle with that Carolina offense or Atlanta on the road. I love what the defense did against Baltimore. I love what the defense did, for the most part, against Indianapolis. Oh, my goodness. Andre, too. Crossing routes, they were wide open, middle of the field week one. Did you see that? Did Vontaze Burfict play that week? Oh, no. Oh. So Vontaze Burfict didn't play. Okay, so the Bengals' second-best defensive player, maybe the best, missed the first 4 games. Then comes back. Geno Atkins, by the way, is tied for the league lead in sacks. They've forced multiple huge turnovers with the game on the line in the fourth quarter. including two yesterday where they returned him for touchdowns, something Terrell Austin said all offseason was their goal is to force more turnovers, and they've done that. And you want to sell their stock? You sell it, because I'm buying. I am buying the Bengals defense. I'm buying the stock. I will invest and not feel bad if it flops. I'll invest in William Jackson. I'll invest in Carlos Dunlap, Vontaze Burfict, Geno Atkins. I'll invest in Carl Lawson and Jordan Willis and Sam Hubbard. I'll invest in those guys. I'll invest in Jesse Bates, who you heard on the podcast yesterday. Are you kidding me? If you think that this Bengals defense is going to be the reason why they can't win, whew, did you see what they did yesterday? They gave up 10 points. They were responsible for 14. They had three turnovers that they forced with the game on the line in the fourth quarter. Oh, but that you can't bank on that. Fine. Well, up until the fourth, they gave up how many? 10 points. This idea that the Bengals defense is so bad, they're not, and they may get torched against Pittsburgh. Le'Veon Bell may come back this week. Maybe he doesn't, and Ben Roethlisberger just throws it all over him. Usually the defense fares well against him, but maybe that happens. Maybe that happens. And if so, I'll still buy that stock. And then the week after, I'll buy that stock. Now, it might change if there are multiple injuries on that side of the ball. Then maybe I won't buy it. But just looking at this team right now, the way it is constructed, I think this defense is going to outperform the expectations that a lot of people have set for it now 5 weeks in. I saw the meltdowns on Twitter, and I know Twitter's a small sample size, but a lot of you follow Locked On Bengals, you follow me on Twitter that you listen, and it was meltdown mode. Oh my God, this defense. They had given up 7 points. Seven. Like, that's fine. Honestly, if they can hold Pittsburgh under 24, I'd say under 24, they should win the game Sunday. In this new age NFL where offense is just insane. Think about it. Jacksonville, you'd say they have a really good defense, right? The Jaguars lost 30-14 yesterday. Who else has a good defense? The Rams? Russell Wilson put up 31 points on them yesterday. With wide receivers, who? Doug Baldwin, who's still coming back from injury? There's not many guys there for Russell Wilson to throw to, but that is that. It's an offensive league. Offense, offense, offense. In the Bengals, the defense stepping up and picking up the offense when it only scores 13 points on a day when special teams struggled, that tells me a lot about this team. That tells me a lot about that unit. I will buy all of your stock, all of it, in the 2018 Cincinnati Bengals defense. I'm buying, buying, buying some more. And if you want to sell it, then sell it, because I think that this defense is still going to be its best position group. I think that defensive line is it, or its best side of the ball. I think this defensive line is its best position group, and you saw it yesterday when the game's on the line. And hopefully, you see it Sunday against the Steelers when, if the game is on the line, they need to get after Ben Roethlisberger. That's the bottom line to me. Up next on the Locked On Bengals podcast, the offense was a bit stagnant. And I hate to toot my own horn, but I have a feeling I know why. We'll discuss that next. But first, we have to talk about sex. And look, there were back in the day when you could perform at a moment's notice. Well, now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up, BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You could take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach, and since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor visit, no waiting in a pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we have a special deal just because you listen to Locked On Bengals. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free with special promo code Locked On. Again, special promo code Locked On, and all you do is pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code Locked On to try it free. BlueChew is the better, faster, cheaper choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. You know, I get it. I'm the John Ross guy, right? I'm known as John Ross, John Ross, John Ross. I get that. Did you watch yesterday's game? And we'll talk to Joe Goodberry of The Athletic about this tomorrow. But I was in the radio booth, and I love being in the radio booth because I get to hear Dan Horn and Dave Lapham call the game. I get that input, that talking point. And one thing Lap said, and I believe it was in the third quarter, he's like, look at the Dolphins just daring the Bengals offense to throw it downfield. And he said that, and I had noticed how many Dolphins defenders were within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage. And at times there was 10, and sometimes the safety was about 12 yards from the line of scrimmage. This Dolphins team was daring the Bengals to throw it downfield at points, with A.J. Green on the field and Tyler Boyd on the field and C.J. Uzomah on the field and Joe Mixon on the field. You know what that tells me? That losing Tyler Eifert and losing John Ross are bigger than you realize. And just forecasting, looking ahead, Josh Malone doesn't scare defenses. Cody Core doesn't scare defenses. Alex Erickson doesn't scare defenses. And so the Bengals, they're not going to get Tyler Eifert back. They're not going to find that deep threat at tight end, that downfield threat, that guy that really puts fear in opponents. So you need John Ross to be the guy. Like yesterday to me, and that doesn't mean he needs 80 catches. That doesn't mean he needs to have in these next 11 games just this all-star breakout Pro Bowl type performance. No. But what Ross needs is to be out there and to be a threat. Because when he's a threat, defenses have to adjust. They just do. And you can't get Eifert back. There's no other Eifert available on the street. There's no one like him. Auden Tate isn't going to be Tyler Eifert at tight end. Like, none of that's going to happen. Nothing like that is good enough. No one they get is going to be able to replace Tyler Eifert. But they can get John Ross to be that threat. To be that guy that can stretch the field, that can make defenses worry, that can prevent defenses from throwing 10 within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage. You wonder why Joe Mixon couldn't run the ball. That's a big reason why. That was part of it. And Tyler Boyd obviously didn't have as good of a game as he's had in recent weeks. And I think part of that had to do with John Ross not being out there. Say what you want about him. He's injury prone. Say what you want about him. James Gura, a homer. Say what you want about him. I don't care. I really don't care. You guys could say all of that. It's fine. But when I look at this team and when I look at this offense, and the reason I think this offense kind of took a step back yesterday, they scored 13 points, is because of Ross not being there, because of Eifert not being there. The reason I think the red zone struggles happened again yesterday and they didn't score a touchdown in the red zone for the first time this season, they settled for a field goal attempt that got blocked, and then Andy Dalton got intercepted. The reason, and then they settled for another field goal that was kicked through. But the reason all three of those happened, I believe, is because they didn't have Eifert and they didn't have Ross. That's a big part of it. And they are losses. And I think that I was someone who thought that losing Eifert was a bigger loss than people realized. But losing Ross, you need him out there this week against Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh's going to come to play. I think they realize, man, no one's really establish themselves as the lead dog in this division. If we could go beat the Bengals in their place, we'll be a half game out and we'll have the tiebreaker. So this Steelers team, they're going to come in hungry, and I think you need to have Ross on the field. I do. I really do. The other thing I want to mention, Vontaze Burfict played pretty well yesterday. He showed up in shape, 251 pounds, played well yesterday. It was a very, very hot day at Paul Brown Stadium. Like, it felt like it was still training camp, and we're in October. I think the Bengals fared well in the injury department. I know Tyler Kroft got nicked up a little bit. I'll know more later today, and I'll tweet it out at James Erpine at Locked On Bengals, but I expect that it isn't anything serious based on what I've heard. That could change, but yesterday in the game, it sounded like he was going to return to the game. I saw him return to the game, and I'm pretty sure he finished it from what I remember. Now, I could be wrong about that, but even so, I think the Bengals came out of that game relatively healthy, which is a good sign. Health matters, especially going into Pittsburgh, because this is going to be a rough one. And honestly, this is the one you got to get. You're probably not going to beat Kansas City in Kansas City, which is fine, but you're just probably not going to. You need to get this win. You got Burfict back. Your defensive line probably as confident as it's been all season long. Carl Lawson hasn't taken off yet, even though he was really close a couple times. And hopefully you can get John Ross back. I'm going to try to dig up as much as I can on Ross, see if he could play this week. Giovanni Bernard, I think he's more of a week-to-week type of thing. Maybe the next couple of weeks he returns. I don't know. I don't know if he'll be back this week. That being said, I think Mixon, Walton, it's a good one too. And Thomas Rawls, he was active yesterday, and I know he was really excited to be active. He didn't get out there. Based on what I saw, maybe he got a special team snap or two. I don't think so, but I could be wrong about that. But it was good to see him suit up as well. I'm James Erpine. This is the Locked On Bengals podcast. Tomorrow on the show, Joe Goodberry of The Athletic. Then Wednesday, we'll get the latest on the Steelers. I'll be in the Bengals locker room, so you'll hear from some Bengals players as well. Thursday, prediction. Probably have another guest. Like, we've been loaded. I love the new setup. Like, this year, the way it's been set is literally you hit the ground running Monday, and then that's it. I'm catching up with Joe Goodberry later this evening. That podcast will be up tomorrow. And then we will do a Steelers crossover on Wednesday where we'll get the latest from Pittsburgh. Big win over Atlanta. I told you guys Atlanta was a different team, by the way. Atlanta's just different at home versus on the road. They just are. They go to Pittsburgh and look awful. What else was I going to say? Oh, remember last week, and I'm not tooting my own horn here, but I kind of am. Remember last week when I said the game would be in doubt in the last quarter? Funny, it was in doubt until the last quarter. It was kind of the opposite of what I said. Bengals win at 27-17. For more, check out LockedOnBengals.com. Thank you so much for listening. By the way, shout out to Wiedemann's Brewery in St. Bernard. And I told you guys about them. They're the official brewery of the Locked On Bengals podcast. I was there over the weekend. Great, great beer. They just released their Oktoberfest. You need to check it out. It's on Vine Street. For more, check out WiedemannFineBeer.com. Have a great night. Until next time, I'm James Erpine. Thanks for listening to the Locked On Bengals podcast.